farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers from West Central St. Catherine to benefit from ginger and pineapple project. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and Leta, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not for be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
Some 3,000 farmers in West Central St. Catherine are to benefit from a ginger and pineapple program being spearheaded by Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tupton with support from Newport Ferson. Some farmers have already been equipped with tools and fertilizers and will also receive training from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Dr. Tupton says some 20 farm groups will benefit from the support.
Agriculture, as you know, is a major economic activity in the rural part of the constituency. So the idea is to make the farmers farm better, more efficiently, help them to find markets.
The farmers will receive additional training in 2017. Special markets will also be held where retailers will be invited to buy directly from the farmers. Dr. Tufton, who is also a Member of Parliament for West Central St. Catherine, says 100 persons, most of whom are women, are participating in a chicken-rearing program being done in collaboration with Jamaica Broilers.
The idea is for economic empowerment. So they will rear those chickens, we'll help them with some of the marketing, and they'll plow back the money into continuing it and hopefully expand over time.
He says 30% of chickens in the marketplace are supplied by small producers, which indicates there is a market for poultry.
What we have found is that a lot of women are at home, they tend to the kids, and they could do more to help themselves if a small business model was developed.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. Placida Anderson, a beneficiary of the Ginger and Pineapple Program, says the initiative will enable farmers to increase production.
It's very good for the area and it will enhance some of the youths to know that agriculture is a very good product.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
If you're granted legal aid for a matter in court, the private lawyer assigned must take instructions at the earliest convenience regarding the offense. Inquire about your physical well-being. Represent you vigorously and fearlessly. Ensure full disclosure by the prosecution. Apply for bail. Engage in the necessary research and preparation to advance your case. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Speaky sporky. Translation, speaking like a foreigner. And this phrase is used when a Jamaican tries to speak like an American or Englishman. For example, if a Jamaican returns from vacation overseas and he or she carries over or picks up an accent, a friend will say, "What makes you so speaky sporky?" Which means, why are you trying to speak like a foreigner? That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.